Serious here. We're gonna get down. We're gonna get down on it. Ooh. In the studio right now, starting to my right, Paul Cawthon.
Hey, piggies.
In the empty chair next to him because he's OCD and one of my favorite people in the world because of how severe his OCD is. Josh Morningstar,
who's getting a haircut.
Who's getting a haircut? Yeah, he just had to go get an impromptu
in
haircut.
Absentia.
What a dangus!
In absentia.
To his right, empty chair is our good friend Ward Davis.
But it's not empty.
Hello, Ward.
Hey, how much? Trying to figure out how far is 4 inches
that's good.
Away from.
That's
is that about right?
That's about right. Yeah.
You know,
we're trying to.
It's your easy measurement. You're used to that.
And to Ward's right.
Good old 4 inches.
To round
Ward
it out,
Davis.
Our good friend, Tennessee Jet. Hello, TJ.
Hello.
And then always to the right when we seem to do this is Bobby Keith Kilgore. Bobby Keith.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Hello. Checking 1, 2, 1, 2.
Checking 1, 2.
All right, I didn't like come up with anything that I wanted to hit topically. I just figured between the meeting of these minds – and us all already being a couple in, which I might not have even said that's the name of the show.
What's that notebook with all the scribbling on it?
A couple in with Cody Jakes. You know that notebook's not here, TJ.
There's
no notebook here with scribbles
on it. It's a half of a beer.
It is a thick notebook. I do have a notebook that I use oftentimes because TJ was my very first like mock interview we did on an iPhone. And then last week I did Nikki Lane. That should be dropping pretty soon. Then this one will drop after that. But I just wanted to get together with these guys because we don't get to see each other a whole lot. And when we do, we're always working, and we certainly don't get to hang out all together very often. And so we're doing this Christmas show the next two nights in Dallas, Texas, at the Bomb Factory. The guys are obviously very comfortable. There's already been weed rolling, belching, farting, phones going off. So about par for the course with this bunch of guys. But
brought to you by Jinx Stinks Tobacco. Want to let you know, if you go online, find the Jinx Stinks candles. I'm going to light up some baccy right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
So
I seriously should smell these.
I'm going to go ahead and back off the mic. Let's just see what happens, right?
What scent is that, Jinx Stinks?
Tobacco.
Oh.
He made it because he quit cigarettes, so he needs to be able to smell it.
I did. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 5 months.
Have you ever seen the Seinfeld where Kramer gets the set to the Merv Griffin show and puts it up in his apartment? That's what this feels like right now. It feels like, oh, here's Elaine.
No, because literally we haven't all seen each other together in months and months and months. And I just threw mics in front of your faces and said, hey, let's go.
Right. That Maxim shoot.
Yeah.
We did.
See, no, that pillow fight.
That was the pillow fight.
We did a shirtless pillow fight for Maxim.
It hadn't hit the street yet. We're waiting.
When were they saying it was going
to
be?
I don't know. Our PR teams have to be working in tandem, they said.
I thought you could get it now
on the black mark.
Well, we're trying to do a lot of the CG stuff because he had a lot of chafe marks in your inner thighs, and you wanted to get that taken off, Ward, right?
What was that lace frill on the edges?
You get the wax job?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good old wax. Tell them about the first time you got a wax job.
Dude, I've never gotten a wax job.
We got to change that.
Now, here's the Brazilian.
I think we need to make a bet here.
Like, oh, we need to make some sort of
bet.
Brazilian wax.
I'm down. Like, what are we going to bet on?
Before the show tomorrow.
Before the show.
Whoever gets one.
We're like 4 minutes in and we're talking about pubic hair. Like,
we said it wasn't for the children.
Children?
No, this is not a children's show.
Oh. I mean, what are we going to tell our children, though, when they hear it someday? You know?
Hey, now you're grown.
Sorry.
Paul was holding a gun on us.
Daddy show is rated R. Rated R means 17.
Be footy, motherfucker.
So, What y'all think about the Texas Rangers?
Paul, you're engaged now. Let's hear about that.
Oh, oh yeah.
Congratulations.
You know, I got me a gal. She's going to change her last name and everything.
What's she going to change it to?
Big last name.
Big last name.
It's her last name is going to be Big Last Name now.
And she's going to give up half of your coffin empire?
Yeah, your coffins.
Yeah. Half of that empire, man.
The whole
that'd be 300 square feet right there on Oaklawn and Lemon.
So instead of you just
like ever half my empire.
Possessed.
Possessed.
There's your Texas.
Instead of you being Texas nomad, you're just going to be nomad, and she'll be Texas.
No, she can be nomad. I'll be Texas. Okay. I'll never give that up. I told her she could get a Texas tattoo after we get married.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well, I'm excited, man. She's
Ladies, sorry, Paul Cawthon is off the market. Can I? Speaking of this, we've all been playing together for a long time, and there's a story about. So we were playing a show at the Troubadour. It happened to be and Paul and Ward on that run, and my wife was trying to go to the restroom, and there was a woman that was obviously had a disgruntled look on her face standing in front of the door and says, "You ain't getting in there. The singer's banging some chick." Now,
there are three singers there.
Yeah, there are three singers there. So, you know, there's a 33% chance that it's me. And that's enough of.
Not good for when the wife.
There was actually a 100% chance that it wasn't. Yeah. There were two people there.
But still, it is like that with mine.
She's a woman.
And anyway, never.
Did she come back there or something?
Nevertheless, yeah. It was.
Tried to go in.
It wasn't me. It was either Ward or Paul.
Paul comes barreling out of the women's restroom. Fucking pants on.
And like my wife's mad at you.
Your wife was, oh man.
It's like when they wake up after having a bad dream that you've cheated on them. And they're just mad at you because like in their dream you did. And it's going to take them time to get over this dream. It was kind of like that.
Dude, that's
dream divorce.
That same tour.
If you don't watch it.
I'm standing out on the sidewalk in Sacramento. And no shit, I'm standing there. And Paul and these two huge fucking redneck dudes like come fucking flying out the front door of the club, and this chasing this other guy and his girlfriend, and this guy's like, "Fuck you, motherfuckers!" And Paul's like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you."
And we're legitimate country artists. We came to your town to play music.
Yeah, don't you? Yeah, well, those guys, don't you ever fucking come to Sacramento? Fucking that shit again.
Good
country.
And I was
like,
musicians.
These are big country motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
And I run up on Paul and I'm like, "Paul, man, hey, stop, you know, screaming that you're going to kill this guy. They're going to throw you in jail." And Paul goes, "I don't give a fuck about jail."
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. Now, how about when we first started and that first tour? What town was it when I came? I flew out and I joined y'all out on tour that first time when y'all had red beanbag chairs, like in an RV.
Yeah, that was in that was our first bus. That white bus.
Well, it was Flagstaff.
It was Arizona sometime. Yeah.
Yeah, I flew. I remember I flew into Phoenix.
Yeah, it was somewhere in Arizona.
Oh man, that feels like.
And then how about all those Harry Potter kids that were out there waiting for the Harry Potter release or whatever they were going to do.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And we were like, we went up to them, we're like, "Y'all coming to the Cody Chiefs Paul Cawthon and Ward Davis show?"
I wandered up on this fucking, there were two venues. There was like this, I don't know, what was it? They were there to see something.
It was a kind of a
My Chemical Bromance, like something.
It was some kind of emo
EDM.
It was like emo EDM book club or some shit. Yeah. It was weird.
But they were all reading like Harry Potter.
But like at first, we were like, "Oh, hey, so there's a line to see us."
You have us playing here, and then that crowd, whatever they were going to hear.
Fuck about
a lot of cross contamination.
And so, me and Ward and Paul walk up to their line and start thanking them for being there.
They were there early.
They were not. They were like, "Who the fuck are these guys?"
Dude,
Ward's like, "I remember you from the Kansas City show. Thanks for coming again." And these people are just sitting Indian style on
these
the ground.
Poor kid reading their Harry Potter
Can
books.
I say Indian style?
Yeah.
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 Is that fine?
They say crisscross applesauce now. I have small children, but we always said Indian style. Yeah. I believe that we're getting too politically correct. It's a different story.
I got a, my
What
wife,
about the Washington Redskins?
Nothing wrong with that.
My wife sent me a screenshot the other day, and it was of a guy with his arm around Paul, and it was the guy that posted and said, "Met Eric Church tonight. Really nice."
Is that, yeah. Is that for real? Did you do that?
Oh, that was for real. He uploaded that. He thought I was Eric Church.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
And like, yeah, I'm Eric Church. I'm playing to 260 people.
Natalie was like, no, surely
in a little
never,
old club
that, that's
here.
A joke. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, I promise
it.
You it wasn't.
I saw it, and I
Paul came
it
off stage,
the
and the guy said, who are you?
Rebecca.
He said, I'm Eric Church.
He might have been doing a pop-up show. You never
know. Yeah, it was something pretty funny. God. Here, let me find this.
Yeah, look it on your phone and let Bobby Key see it.
Yeah, I want to see it. I got to see this.
TJ, let's talk about all these shows you've been doing with Willie fucking Nelson, you son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been?
How was Vegas?
We get to see pictures of it. It's awesome. He sends these badass pictures of like singing with Willie, and I'm just jealous because I'm seeing pictures of TJ singing with Willie. How's that, buddy?
It's awesome.
Dude, can we acknowledge something about Willie Nelson, man? And that is, this man has loved smoking weed his entire fucking life.
But he
gave it up so he could keep on playing.
Yeah, he still eats it.
That's pretty fucking sacrifice.
And
man.
He still does the old vape bags. The big
he doesn't do that either. I've heard he doesn't.
Well, I don't know. That's a Thanksgiving.
I heard he just eats the shit.
Oh, he'll do it.
I mean, it's not shit. I mean,
playing poker with old Hauser during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess.
Bag it out.
That poor
Will. Still, when you play cards. But, you know, come on.
For those of us that haven't had the opportunity to have one of our songs cut by them, such as
Ward.
But somebody that has played with him now on several occasions, just please say he's just fucking awesome.
He's amazing. He's a fucking genius guitar player as well as a genius singer and songwriter. It's crazy. Every time you think that he's going to, like, on guitar, lay back, and, you know, most guitar players would, like, lay back, then he, like, rips it, and every time most guitar players
rip it, piano
he lays it back, and it's just like, he's about to define your expectations is what I think. With his singing, with his songwriting, he's a one and only, you know?
How was Vegas?
Vegas is great.
How much money did you lose?
How much money did Tiffany lose?
Tiffany wins.
Oh,
she always gambles.
So y'all both get prostitutes?
No.
Oh. She splits her winnings.
No, I just go out there and eat.
I hear you.
TJ,
I can tell you've gotten chunky.
I texted Randy Houser for like 2 hours one day, just like us trying to describe Paul poetically, and it was like a tornado rainbow.
It's like, yeah, I'm definitely a gay tornado.
You are.
It's like a Paul in a china shop.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Like a Paul in a china
shop. Well, anybody, and all of us here have, because we've all been on the road together for so long. But when you walk into a room with Cawthon, you don't walk into a room with Cawthon. You kick the goddamn door down.
Yeah. Well, he does.
Or he kicks it down, and we just kind of follow him in.
I didn't, like, when Paul got here today, I didn't see Paul walk in. I felt the building move to Paul's location.
Get out of here. Y'all shut the fuck up.
Like,
you're a bunch of peckerheads.
I felt like the world stopped and jerked the building, and Paul was standing there. Yeah. Fucking, like,
came in on a big rainbow unicorn.
Yeah, you looked it.
You looked it.
Thank you, Ward. That's how it was last year when you got to the Majestic, I remember.
Ugh.
Same way. That's a great way to describe it.
Man, we
it
just
moved to his location.
Man, we have a good time out there.
Oh, we
tell
do.
You,
got
we,
to.
How about the night down there near Mexico cutting that record? And we sat around that fire, and me and you bitched at each other point blank, nose to nose.
I was trying
for about an hour, and Cody's just sitting there by the fire laughing. And we have finished a whole half gallon of Crown
Royal. Well, I was thinking
it was
about,
more than a half gallon. It was a gallon.
I was thinking about leaving
gallon,
my wife.
Yeah. Like, drink. We went. That's the deepest rut. I've gone on liquor around a fire in my life.
We drank a gallon.
Cody, you told me about that.
That was like one of the
drunkest I've ever been.
That's the most anxiety I've ever had. That weekend was the most anxiety.
Well, you were
I've
going
ever.
Through such.
Well, you're getting butthole pictures from one girl, and then there are other pictures from
The other girl.
Oh, yeah. God. So you get all these pictures from all these girls. It gets tough, doesn't
when
it?
When I got home, I was pretty much homeless. Like, I had to go rent a house. It was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, you know, shit happened.
I bought Lee's butthole.
So, needless to say, I'll take over from here.
That's really not what happened. So, yeah, it's okay.
So, I was there, and it was true. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
We were about to go toe-to-toe again.
But you guys, drink another gallon. Y'all were too drunk. Y'all were too drunk to actually even fight.
No way, we were chickens pecking in the lawn.
Y'all were yelling at me.
Y'all were both
shut up, Paul.
Y'all were both yelling at each other.
Oh my God, we were.
Y'all were both just yelling at each other, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm as drunk as y'all are, but I don't have a dog in the fight, so I'm like, yeah. It's like the two old men. You know, I was like, go to bed. Let's go to bed.
Well, Paul got mad, went to bed, and then me and you. I think Paul might have eaten a pill, and it made him sleepy.
But I also, that
was a Cialis, and I just need to go to the woods.
No, me and Cody were sitting there, and I said, Cody, you've never said what you think about all this shit, man. Tell me, what do you think? And he said, well, he said, Ward, you're my friend, and you're always gonna be my friend. Choose a road, buddy, because you're tearing yourself apart. Like, he didn't give me an opinion.
That's what a friend does.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Shoot straight.
That's why I was fucking screaming at you, too. I was like, come on, dude. But we got you out of it. You got yourself out of it. You get your own ass out of it, but
really,
we got your friend.
But, hey, but let's
talk about my old fucking dusty road.
I was going to say.
let's talk about the old tabernacle falling down over here.
What had happened in a relationship with Cawthon as well. So
that's why I'm throwing darts, because I know there's plenty about to come jugular.
That was all fresh shit on both sides of it.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I'm just the old married guy sitting over here trying to fucking play mediator. What the fucking?
Same thing, different world.
It's all matter. It's all projection. Everyone's projecting things. They're mad about themselves.
I'm going to tell you what. All right, so getting married, have you given your wife one of those Dutch ovens where you rip a fart and hold her underneath?
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Have you?
All.
You've held her underneath the...
She gives it to me.
Oh, tell us about it. Well, I don't know. It's...
No, but anyway, go ahead with the story about have we done it? We all have.
You all do. You do that.
I've been getting into it. Now that I'm engaged, and you know,
what's she gonna do, man? Why'd you break your engagement? He keeps farting and putting my head under the covers.
I hadn't done that yet. She'll kick my ass.
She will. She's bringing her measure to measure me for a jacket tonight.
You too. Y'all need a jacket.
You've done it, right?
She'll get all your
what? The Dutch oven.
I thought I'm about jackets.
How about you?
I'm getting a jacket.
Dutch ovens.
What is that?
Or Russian?
Oh,
she take a visa.
Where you rip a good steamer and then hold your spouse's head underneath the covers.
What the crowd?
And wake her up.
Can't hear this.
Wake up! Smell this.
The poor Dutch.
Cody, what?
Yes. Poor Dutch.
Cody, what did you
expect? They make hella chocolate cream.
I expected us to... We're talking about farts. You know what? I expected us to talk about farts.
Usually these conversations are super civil and like really highbrow. Talk about things like string theory. I don't know where this conversation is coming from.
I know, because we typically talk about
string theory.
That's what we usually talk about. I use elixirs.
I use elixirs. Yes. Elixir.
Whatever the fuck's on the guitar. I don't give a shit.
I use fucking elixir. Don't talk to me about
string. Just give me a fucking string.
I'll pick the ones that aren't broke yet.
Y'all are going to get a lot of sponsors from this.
Whatever.
Yeah. You just need one.
We don't even need
We are sponsored by Standard Hat Works.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Waco, Texas.
Right there. And the Dutch ovens.
Puke.
I'm wearing a shirt.
And the Dutch ovens.
Brought to you by Puke.
I'm wearing a shirt right now.
You're wearing, yep. Honky Tonk Lid shirt.
Hell yeah. He came up with that logo.
That logo with the Honky Tonk Lid shirt.
Have any of y'all been around anybody with nipple piercings?
It looks like another logo.
Dude, I was talking to Greg's son.
Nipple piercings.
Yeah, I have.
New topic.
Mine are pierced.
Yours are pierced?
Yeah, have been for 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
He can still get a toothpick through it.
I promise you.
Shit. Didn't you see how Rebecca's front tooth is chipped?
We got that fixed.
Thank you, Ward.
You don't have any tattoos, do you, Ward? Am I the only one with no tattoos, Ward?
No, I got no tattoos.
Ward doesn't have any tattoos. Ward's got a couple.
Why do you, Ward, not have any tattoos? I'm curious, because I don't
know. I'm going to get an N right there for Natalie.
He's showing his
ring. No, because if we get divorced, I can just put an O and I'll say no.
Oh. Okay. I like the optimism.
It means no more.
Hey, put the N to one side, though.
And she's going to do a W, and I said, but you can just turn around and say it's for mind your own fucking business.
Yeah. or so, for Mikey.
We figured it out.
Paul, what was the first tattoo you got?
The butterflies and small on my back.
A little tramp stamp?
Tramp stamp.
No.
You didn't get the tribal on both sides?
Yeah.
I'm curious. What is it?
My first tattoo was my granddad's last signature off his will.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Right here. It's the only thing on my left arm.
Or do you have any that like have meaning?
Do you have any any special ones?
Yeah, like I said, those butterflies in the small of my back.
You didn't get anything on the
board. Let's talk more about the craziest moments with Ward. Anybody?
Dude, I've got a knot.
I don't know. Let me. How about the time eating those edibles?
Y'all find any paper?
Edibles.
Oh, God. That was a while back.
That was California.
I ate that brownie that you said was 1,000 milligrams.
It was 1,000 milligram brownie.
I ate like a third of it.
And then another undisclosed party, who we will not name, ate the other third.
Bobby Keith videoed it in the last video.
I remember the story, though, of his saying he was leaning against the building saying,
that was a different day.
Who was the other undisclosed?
We can't say who it was.
Can you just mouth the words? Morningstar?
No! Anyway, cool, man. Hey.
You guys
shut up, man. You're going to get
Morningstar
me in trouble.
Talked about tripping mushrooms when they were writing. I don't think he'd have a problem with us.
I don't think he would care.
We wrote on mushrooms.
All right, you can tell me.
But no, the day you're talking about leaning up against the building, Bobby Keith.
Mushrooms.
I'll just give
me and Ward ate like 70 milligram candies and
good God.
And went into Paul's music office in Orange County, California, and sat on the couch high off our asses, and everybody was just looking at us and we were freaking out.
Oh yeah.
They were like, y'all need to go somewhere.
Magazine to flip through.
Paul had told us to meet in there, and
I was meeting with my manager and everybody out there.
Yeah.
Remember Paul had those Ray Bans with the smashed lens for that old tour? It looked like it with a fucking
man. I think I was getting $150 a show then, Ward.
I
couldn't afford $150.
Hey,
for fuck's sake,
thanks
for bringing up the old days.
But like, you never said anything about it. Like, you just, it was like, what God, does he just know that they're broken?
I owned that fucker and I was pissed. I just bought them, so I was like, I'm gonna wear these bastards for 6 months shattered and then I'll get a replacement. At least got a little bit. Awesome. Boy, I was seeing fucking sparkles, the whole fucking UV rays coming in. Fucking fuck me, man. I'm going to tell you what. I just moved to glasses.
It's the opposite of rose-colored glasses.
I can't see for shit. I was like, damn, this.
Oh, God.
I was telling my girl, I was like, we got to fucking get a new TV. It's blurry as hell. It's not. It's perfect. It's 1080p.
I was gonna talk to you about your glasses, man. Kanye West called.
Yeah.
Those are nice glasses.
Those are serious.
Yeah.
Those are nice glasses. I don't know what the fuck they are.
It's G-U-C-C-I.
Oh, Gucci.
Oh, that's Gucci?
Gucci,
oh,
that's something.
Oh, sorry.
I was putting it upside down.
Yeah, brother. You should see my underwear.
You can't add credit.
You should see my underwear. Ica. Diamonds.
No, Ica.
Those are nice, man.
Thanks, dude. Business is booming.
Yeah, business is booming.
I'm so excited for you to come out to open for me next year.
I'm glad. I will be happy to open for you anytime.
There it airs.
Paul got his first bus, and I got an instant FaceTime.
Instant. Immediately.
Like, check me out, dude.
Finally got there, dude. Yeah.
But the question is, which bunk?
I'm calling Jinx.
It's a big
yellow. Which bunk did I pick?
Which bunk did you pick?
The back right middle.
Middle, that's the best.
The middle.
The middle is the best.
There's like 18.
Yeah. Really? I've
there's 18.
The you're off the vibration in the road on the bottom.
Like the
and
vibration.
You don't feel too top heavy up top.
I
sucks.
Like the vibration.
Yeah, I about shit my pants up on the top bunk.
We all do.
It's rough up there.
Yeah,
I get nosebleeds.
I get up there every night.
I've been thrown out of a top bunk.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
I've fallen out.
I got a scar. I got a scar right there on my thumb from being thrown out of.
Thanks, Terry.
Hey, tell us right now the freakiest. And let's knock on wood because we're all out there on the road. We don't want anything to happen. But what's the freakiest fucking thing that's happened while you've been in a vehicle or either a van or a bus? Like whether it's a wreck or something. What was the?
I'm gonna go last because no matter what you guys say, I got one to beat it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was in a van and trailer coming up on the Verrazano Bridge in New York City. And my fucking driver, the guy who was driving the van at the time, I'm not going to name him. He knows exactly who he is. Freaking, we're driving along, you know,
always smoking, enjoying herself. And he just was looking down. And I was just like, break, break, break. He locked it up. Dude, my drummer came from the way. All the way up to the front two seats, hit the fucking dash. That's how hard we hit those brakes. Through his ass, all the way. Just went through over two rows of fucking van seats.
Yeah.
And that was just the most G-force. I mean, my face was in the shit, like totally slammed, but we didn't hit him. So.
So he was looking down.
He just looking down.
So from now on, all you drivers, look up.
Yeah, never look down, drivers.
Brought to you by Bobby Key.
Yeah, shit.
Hey, I never look down.
Hashtag look up. All right, you go.
Fucking Ed McMahon.
But it just scared the shit out of everybody. Everybody was from the bench down into the floorboard.
We do a lot of driving on this gig.
It required. Okay, so this happened. This was like way before I was touring. I'd actually just moved to Nashville. I was working for a pharmaceutical company. My job was to go to hospital.
Still got any more hookups?
Dude, it was ridiculous. It would blow your mind. I worked basically the company I worked for was in charge of like destroying out of date, expired narcotics, and so I would go have to count pills and fucking document them and ship them off to be incinerated.
Your little Pez dispenser chewing on them, weren't you?
No, I was fucking. I was just up fucking.
Yeah, I'll fuck that purple one. Let me nibble, nibble.
Dude, he never fucking crossed my mind to take a pill.
Yeah, you feel did. Good. You're spunking it. Put it right up your hand.
I don't know about it now.
Yeah, you were.
But anyway, okay. So one night I had a account in Monroe, Louisiana, which is like an hour and a half from my hometown. And I had a rental car, and so I was just going to drive up home for one night and hang out and get a room and then go do my work in Monroe the next day. So I go and I get really just fucking shit-faced with my buddy Wallace at the hotel bar where I was going to stay in. And we decided after about a fucking gallon of beer, 10 gallons of beer, that we were going to go to Wallace's house. And so I got my rental car and went to back up, and when I did, I backed up under a dump truck. And fucking smashed out the back window and the bumper of this fucking rental car, right? And so Wallace is in the front seat.
Wallace, that's such a good name.
Oh, God.
Wallace!
Oh, if only he was here. So he rolls his head over, he looks back, he goes, man, I'm fucking, man, people fucking busting fucking windshields out all the time. And so I like park it, and I was like, Wallace, you got to find another way home. I got to figure something out. And so I go out there and I pick up all the fucking, as much of the glass, shattered glass I could, and I threw it like in the back seat. And then I fucking took the taillight pieces, and I already had a room there. So I just took it around back and parked it, went to my room, like threw all the shit on the ground around it, and went to my bed and went to sleep like nothing ever happened. I woke up, the cops were beating on my door, and they were like, yeah, Mr. Davis, somebody's broken into your car.
And like, holy yes. Shit. Insurance.
Like, yes.
What? Yeah. And so I go down there, and this car is fucking smashed, right? Smashed. And because I did it. It was me that did it. And I was like, wait a minute. What about this taillight? I was like, it looks like maybe somebody backed into it and smashed it. I was like, there were some log trucks here earlier. I wonder if they hit it. And they're like, you know, it's entirely
son possible. Of a bitch. That wasn't like that yesterday.
Sign this. See you later.
So they never checked the cameras.
There were no cameras. I was in Monticello, Arkansas, at the camera. La Terraza parking lot.
Glassy. Monticello is pretty nice.
So tell us about, hey, what was the best looking gal in Arkansas that you ever dated?
Susie.
Give her a shout out.
His sister.
From Arkansas, other than your sister or cousin. Because your cousin's
what
hot.
About your sister?
Uh-huh. Oh, they've each had four kids. Each of them. Eight in all, if you do the math.
Was that 32?
That's a lot of freaking kids.
That's too much math for a boy from Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, or a dope smoker like me.
Oh,
I'm glad I pulled up.
What was her name, Ward?
Who?
The hottest girl from Arkansas. Let's all name. Come on, we can name that.
Ward, tell us about the girl you took to prom in Arkansas.
Yeah.
It was Wooby, wasn't it?
Wooby Wandy?
That's a good story.
Why don't we learn about Wooby Wandy?
Man, you know what? I mean.
That's a good story, the girl you took to prom.
The girl I took to prom.
This says a lot about your character.
Actually, the girl I took to prom the first time. The girl I took to prom the first time had a black boyfriend, and mm-hmm. she couldn't go to prom with her boyfriend, so I went with her.
Why couldn't she?
Because that kind of thing did not fucking go over where I was from. Like, it was bad.
Not Monticello.
Yeah. Monticello. Jesus. I like to think that, I mean, I know.
I didn't know you were 79 years old.
Well, I didn't know either until I fucking left Monticello, Arkansas.
He wasn't like in the 60s. Guy that sees
you. Well, yeah. So tell us more about the 60s, dude. The 60s. How was the real ass?
Hey, I know. It was tough time. So you went to prom, and then what'd you do for prom night, though? Because you obviously didn't go hang out.
I got shit-faced and puked in my buddy's yard because his mom had volunteered to babysit all of us.
That's
all
a good night. Story.
I drank this, like, hunch punch.
Oh, yeah, to make you turn into Quasimodo.
You just walk around hungry.
Yeah.
Marry me.
What DJ, was your what scary your story? Road story.
It ain't funny.
Well, it ain't supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be scary.
Well, yeah, I think like, you skipped a question. Wait,
No. You got you told us your answer, and then we went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's
somebody's got to keep this shit.
I drove
on
to.
That's what happens when you're podcasting.
I was driving back from seeing a friend play in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and I was driving back, and I just woke up in the hospital, and I guess a big 18-wheeler turned me and pushed me down the road for a while, and car was dead, and I was somehow not really hurt at all, but that's about it. It's that's the story.
You know? So you didn't even have to stage a crime scene or anything?
No, it was just like a...
All right, I recant my statement. I can't beat that.
Well,
Cody was going to be like a raccoon.
So did you have to wash Jesus' feet?
I feel like that's a different question.
Maybe he was unconscious.
I was unconscious.
Exactly. And were you up there and be like, Jesus, I'll wash your feet. I want to go back to Earth for a minute.
In the hospital,
maybe
he
was
and the
just
car was
unconscious. Maybe he wasn't dead yet.
There ain't a whole... I mean, it means more, you know?
Did you get flipped around?
It wasn't funny.
Did you...
They just turned... You know, like you change lanes and then they hit me, I guess, and then just pushed me. I just woke up in the hospital. It's that thing where you just like pass out because I guess from whatever, I don't remember it.
Anxiety. Trauma?
And just woke up. I mean, it's a significant moment. It's just not very funny.
No, these aren't.
No, these are
funny.
Scary.
I know, but it's
that's pretty damn scary.
Balls was funny because the dude flew over two rows.
Hey, do you ever feel like so when you're playing a show?
Yeah, but funny.
When you're playing a show though, and like you ever ended the show with like a song that you think is like really good and really heavy and really sad, but then you leave everybody like on a down note.
Yeah.
Do you ever think like I need to leave the show like on a up note, even though like my best song might be hardcore like. Really, like this sad thing, it's not a good idea.
Well,
end your show with your saddest song.
Well, in my situation, we always end with Loud and Heavy, and it's like a really fun sounding song with a really heavy message. So I get the best of both worlds on that.
Yeah, but like Paul, what do you usually?
It can't all be you.
Man, I end up with Cocaine Country Dancing.
So it's an uptempo. People are feeling good.
Yeah. I want them to go get their kids turned
Ward,
on cocaine.
What do you?
I generally do this. I've been doing a song called "You're Gonna Die." It's not. I haven't recorded yet.
Oh, it's heavy. Yeah, that's
heavy. Oh, yeah, that's the one I want you guys to sing on.
And it's not happy. It's real.
No, it's about like dying.
Do people come up to you after the show and be like, "Man, that last song, it's pretty sad."
No, they usually just come straight and they're like, "We like you so much better than Cody Jinks."
Really?
No.
Then you sign on Cody's merch.
Hey, we seen you last year with Cody.
F Cody.
No.
That is an interesting phenomenon, though. You end on
at least
they
don't
song.
Think I'm you anymore.
The last song's an important song,
dude. When we played in Houston, when you did that show, there were 10,000 fucking people there. It was undeniably they were there to see you.
Mm-hmm.
We're
He's
backstage.
Talking to TJ right
we're
now.
Backstage. This guy walks up to me and says, "Hey, man, it was really cool. You brought your mom out on stage." I was like, no, that was Cody. That wasn't me. He's like, no, man, you're Cody.
No, we've been dealing
like,
with that for
years. No, no. That's Cody right over there. No, man, right. You're Cody. That's your mom. And he goes, hey, is this your son? And your mom goes, it certainly is. I'm like, God damn it, Kayla. No, like, see, I told you, man. I was like, no, you don't understand.
It certainly is.
What's your road story?
Dude, we were almost in a plane crash whenever we were in, we were flying out of Berlin, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years ago. And
Germany.
Germany, yeah. Thank you. Clarifying that. Berlin, Germany.
And the front tires were up on the plane, and we were at Berlin Tegel, and Tegel is not a big airport, but it's an airport that handles a high volume. And
Tegel
was it Tegel, but it wasn't designed. It's not that long. So right after you take off from Tegel, there it's just neighborhoods. It's like runway, brick wall, backyard, just boom. You know, so
touch my Tegel. Tegel. Touch my Tegel.
Tegel exercises.
Well, the way it's shaped, actually, it kind of is shaped like a...
It's a big Tegel.
You know?
Tegel.
And so the front tires were up on the plane, and we were running out of runway, and the back tires were about to come out, and we hear this gigantic pop. I'm sitting on the left-hand side of the plane, hear a gigantic pop, and it was like a big... Yeah, like a big fart, like that. The front of the plane slams down on the ground.
Ooh.
The reverse thrusters go in, but the left thruster doesn't work.
Oh, spin time.
So we turn sideways.
Spin time.
At whatever speed it is you have to take off.
Fuck no, dude.
And we're sliding down the runway sideways. In like a 767.
Ooh, no.
And
dear God.
Look at everybody, like everybody has the seat in front of them in just a death grip.
What do you think the front row did without a seat?
I don't know.
But the pilot was silly.
But you talk about, like, we finally stopped, and you literally could look out the window at the right side of the plane, which was facing the neighborhood, and see that we weren't that damn far from that neighborhood, and we had blown a left engine during takeoff, so they had to slam it back down, and when he hit the thrusters, left engine wasn't on, so that's what caused us to go sideways. That was some scary shit.
I think that's better than mine.
No, dude, nobody was hurt.
He remembers his.
Well, I thank God wasn't hurt.
Well, yeah, but I mean, nobody was hurt. You went to the hospital and
dude, how about like half of the people living in the Lynyrd Skynyrd crash? And like people to live to talk about it and have spoke about what went down when the plane was crashing, when they hit trees and shit.
Oh, God.
Been reading about that lately. And these people, like the people that lived, said that Van Zandt was laying on the ground because he was so hungover when it all went down. He wasn't even buckled in.
Oh, fuck. Hey, who's that dude, the drummer guy that's like, he got really burned in a wreck? Travis Barker, right?
Barker, yeah.
Yeah, he got like 80% of his body.
Blink-182 guy?
Think so.
Boop, boop, boop.
Oh,
yeah. He's like, he like 80% of his body's like massively burned.
Def Leppard,
the drummer for Def Leppard.
Yeah, is that how he lost his arm?
Rick Savage, right?
That's the guitar player.
No shit, is it? Okay. Oh, well, we are
members names
doing things.
How about you, Bobby Keith? What's your scariest moment?
Waking up on the side of the road. Can you do the Dave voice? Hey, man.
What? Hold on. I don't know the story.
Whenever you were on the tour, we woke up on the side of the road in that Volvo. Truck's going by, shaking the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Terry pulled over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the front seat for a lot of that.
Dave.
Then Dave was.
Our drummer, Dave.
Dave.
Oh,
actually, yeah. I woke up and Dave went back to bed.
Yeah.
And I sat there.
Yeah. Dave got paranoid and went up and sat with him.
No, we weren't moving. That was the thing.
Don't say his name.
Oh, okay, different.
Man,
I got right. up and went.
Edit that out. But no, Dave's cool.
Not Dave. The driver. Well,
dude, you know what's funny? There's a lot of scary movies. Movies. And those were little small scary movies. Scary moments of that tour.
Yes. And
it was all in the middle of the winter in the Midwest on icy
coldest
roads
tour
with ever. A bus driver that had.
That was in Flagstaff. That was.
He had experience.
That was out west.
He had experience driving. Oil field vehicle.
Midwest, we did Midwest too.
Not hauling people.
Oh man,
anyway. I didn't travel with y'all at the Midwest.
That whole tour was a butt bugger.
Well, our tour up in New York this last time was pretty hellacious.
You sell that bus yet?
No.
Shut up. We went in the wrong tunnel, and it was not tall enough. And our driver stops.
Was he looking up?
I think he's looking up.
Right.
But I slept through the whole thing. I woke up the next morning and heard this story, so I'm glad. But they had to, they were in the Kennedy Bridge, pretty much, or something in New York. Like, not 9 foot or whatever we need, you know. Well,
MTV's Kennedy.
Okay, huh?
Yeah, Kennedy from MTV. in the old days?
Oh, 100%. You know, an old bootlegger, Joe Kennedy. Well, my manager and my tour manager get out of the bus and get flashlights, and they have to reverse for 3 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
A tour bus back into Manhattan.
3 miles?
To go to a different...
Slept through the reverse, too?
Slept through the whole thing.
Oh, man, that's great.
Slept through the whole thing. I drank a lot that
they
evening.
Better be glad you slept through that. Because, like, I hear about some crazy shit that happens when I wake up. And I'm just like, I'm glad I was asleep because I would have been pissed the fuck off.
Oh, dude, we got to know what fucking bridges like, and shit. We got to go. But that's the job.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I mean, I love my driver, but he hit a wall as well. Knocked off the whole back.
Oh, he didn't brain. Like metaphorically hit a wall.
No, he hit a wall.
He couldn't take anymore.
He couldn't take anymore, so
he just couldn't say no.
Mm-hmm. I peed on Ray Scott's bus one time, like in the hallway. I don't remember.
Like literally on his bus?
Yeah.
When you're marking your territory on his bus?
No, man.
I
think I was sleep drunk walking and
it didn't make it.
All right, I've got a story about speaking of urine, since we're talking about urine.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. You're in trouble. Well, I had an old buddy of mine. We were in Chicago. We were playing a show and went to this party afterward, and this couple shows up, little hot trot couple, you know, couple that I think is into the swinging world. So the girl's just flirting, and the guy's flirting with guys and girls, and it's just freaking, it's one of these weird parties. So all of a sudden I look up, and my drummer is gone. And I'm like, dude, where the hell? Where the hell did my drummer go?
Hold on. I think I know where this is going.
Okay. This is for everybody.
You all right?
Okay.
Let her rip, buddy.
All right. So, mom, dad, sorry. But this is just, I didn't do it, so don't be mad at me.
Mom, dad,
maybe
sorry.
He's using the drummer as him.
Well, no.
No, it was
Bobby Keith. I'd have done that years ago. Well, he's gone. And so that guy, that hot trot couple came in, you know, that girl is gone with, I think, my drummer. And so the husband's coming up to me, hey, have you seen my wife, you know, and all this stuff. I'm like, no clue, buddy. No clue. She ain't with me, though. I'm right here, you know. So he's like, man. So he starts he's scrambling a little bit. I was like, oh, shit. So about 45 minutes later, we're all about to leave. Like, you know, let's get back to our little Airbnb. We're staying in the warehouse district. And
warehouse district.
We get a call from our old drummer, dude. Come pick me up, man. Come get me, dude. Just the old, no, man. You know, that kind of thing. You know, he's like, come pick me up. We're like, dude, okay, give us a freaking address. So we go to the address, and we pick him up, and he's got boxers on, his boots, and a t-shirt. And it is fucking cold in Chicago. He's on the front porch, shivering. Get him in the vehicle. Like, what in the hell happened, brother? What in the hell happened? He said, oh, man, it was bad. This girl got real kinky with me. She asked me to do all this crazy stuff. He said, we started hooking up. And she said, you can just pee on me. And so I did. And I was like, okay, that's freaking weird. You were peeing on this girl? And he's like, yeah. And then the husband walks in the front door. And I'm like, you're telling me you're urinating on somebody, and their husband walks in the door, and that is what just went down. He said, yeah, and then it was an old Mississippi standoff in the room. He said him and the guy were just running around couches, running around. He said, he's naked. He said, he's like, I'm still got a boner, man. I'm just running around. And he's just like, it's pretty bad.
It's hard to pee with a boner.
Oh, dude. You won't. 100% fact.
You gotta sit down.
You have to sit down. You have to squat. No, you have to squat and tuck. You squat and tuck. And if you let go, you will piss on your chin.
Yeah.
But Paul, you always pee sitting down, right?
Huh?
You always pee sitting
100% on the ground. I've got a little bowl. It's kind of an Asian
your
thing.
Pee bowl.
Yeah, on that little pee bowl. Yes. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, watch. I don't know how we got there. Exactly.
Because he was talking about urine on Ray Scott's bus.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got there.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, did you get you a haircut, buddy?
Man, I'll tell you what. That was
holy shit, Josh is here.
Ridiculous.
Can we see that new haircut,
world.
Josh?
It turns out it was a barber school.
Oh.
It wasn't like a just fucking hey, walk-in. It wasn't just a walk.
That's like a little kid fucking haircut.
Barber school, brother.
Y'all, welcome to the show, Josh Morningstar.
Holy that was, shit. That was Josh shows up. So, Josh.
To walk in on the story.
Yeah. Sam was fantastic.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, how have you been, dude?
Fucking pissed off and antsy sitting in a student barber's chair. What the fuck?
No, it's a perfect place for you.
How much was the haircut for a student to do it?
$20.
Holy shit.
Dude, you got fucked.
I thought it'd be free.
$20.
It should be free.
$20.
Man, I pay 11 at Supercut.
Yeah, he left here to...
It's been years
since
I got
here to get a haircut and came back in the fucking Army Reserve.
How much meth did you do out there?
I did all the meth.
What do you tell him, like, for a haircut these days? What do you tell him to say? I don't... You know, how do you... It's not like a flat top where you say...
Man, it had been a while since I had one. I said, just keep it longer on the sides and don't touch the top and...
I think they touched it all.
They touched it all. Fuck it, I'll
barber
jump in the shower.
Barber school's supposed to be free because they're learning.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever went to one of those expensive shave places where they like it's like $80? And
yeah.
They nicked the ball and I never went back.
Yeah, I imagine so. But a lot of times you get like rash, right? When they do that because, you know, if they use the dry razor and all that stuff.
Oh, I never let them shave me.
Oh.
What are you going for?
Hey,
trim.
Hang out.
We'll trim down the belt.
Do you ever get back or massages? Any of y'all on the road get massages or anything?
We go to the massage chairs in the mall.
I had this Asian lady hop on my back one time, and she my butt was just hanging out and everything, and she went, "You don't work out." Slap my ass cheeks like that. I was like, "Lady, rub my back, will you?" You know, shit. It's like, you're right.
We were Paul and I were playing in Seattle one time together, and he went to have a massage one day, and I went to have a massage the same day. We didn't even know each other were going to have a massage. Get back, and I was like, "Hey, man, how was your massage?" He goes, "That's pretty good," until I farted in the old girl's face.
I hate that.
It's like, well, how that happened? You go, "Oh, I was on my stomach. She was rubbing up by my... under my butt, man, I was real relaxed."
Hey, speaking of,
it's like farted in her face, and she goes, "Why you do that?" And he goes, "I'm sorry, baby. I was relaxed."
Hey, 100. Speaking of, I've never seen anyone stop a song to call out someone for farting, except for Ward. I've seen him do it twice.
What?
Yeah. One that I know of.
Somebody what? Farted.
Actually, like, stop in the middle of a piano ballad.
Yeah.
A real pretty piano ballad and stop and say, like, "Hold on a second."
Somebody farted.
That sounds about right.
There was one night he goes, he stops the song and he goes, "Hey, whichever of you in the front's farting, stop it. It's not funny and it stinks."
That must be three
serious.
Dude, I'm going to tell you one time I crop dusted a Pat Green show in Lubbock, Texas, and I know everybody in that front section knew it.
Dude, I was in a car with Natalie and her sister a couple weeks ago.
It's easy to do when you're in groups.
I was in a car with Natalie and her sister a couple weeks ago, and they farted so much that by the end of the drive, I could tell who had farted by the smell.
No.
Morningstar, what's your scariest
moment in a car?
In the car, on the road.
Jesus Christ.
I thought you anytime, got in the back seat.
I did.
Yeah, why don't we talk about that?
Anytime my sister's driving.
With your aunt and them.
No, anytime you're driving?
My sister's driving.
Sister's driving.
Yeah.
So nothing out here on tour that...
Man, I don't want to jinx myself, man.
Yeah, we all knocked on the
Yeah,
yeah, we all did.
Yeah. Man, no, not really. I mean, not that at least wasn't my fault. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I'm good at going, you know, 80 miles an hour, looking up at the last minute to see traffic stop. I'm good at that.
We got to look up.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Anytime Greg's driving is the scariest.
Walker?
No,
Greg Jones.
He's so funny, man. He's a stone driver. He drives like he's got weed in the car. He's
Some of us are just cautious, man. Like my wife makes fun of me. I drive slow. I drive slow.
You're cautious. He's doing it for the gram.
Nothing wrong with that.
He's doing it for the gram.
Hey, is Art coming tonight?
Yeah, he is.
Is he really?
Yes.
So we might as well talk some business. All right.
Good.
We got to do the rapid fire.
So that's what your podcast is. We will.
I'll do the rapid fire with everybody. It'll be fun. It'll take about 5 minutes.
Well, they each only get one question because they'll think about it if you give them the same.
No, man. We can do it fast enough. These are all very good writers. They can separate words in their head at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah, we can separate words in our head at the same
time. I remember
time.
When we were doing the practice podcast, remember?
We did, and you were so gracious enough to let me do it.
Yeah,
let me try it out on you.
And you're like, man, I just want to do a podcast where people don't ask the same old questions and shit. It's like, you ready to go? And I was like, sure. And you're like, all right, I'm here with my buddy TJ. So, who are your influences?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was bad. I've listened to
it. I mean, it's the first interview ever. It got really good. It was a great interview, but it took a while.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Thank you for getting picking on that.
This one's going to be hard to beat.
This one's going to be hard to beat, yeah. Because just of all the people.
Jinx stinks. That started it off great.
Well, it's brought to you by your candle company, made out of your earwax.
Yeah, candy.
It's my own wax. It's my own wax. Yeah.
Candy. Jinx makes candles.
Yeah, I do.
And gives them away as gifts.
That's exactly what we did. We gave all
good ones. What are the scent names?
Gingerbread, vanilla,
tobacco. Oh, God, I've got leather at the house.
Yeah, I've got it. I think Laura's made mine.
Yeah, I don't even know what they give me. Sugar poo.
Yeah, sugar poo. That was just a mixture of me and my daughter just basically laughing as we were pouring everything that we thought smelled bad.
Yeah.
Into one jar.
I could tell she was real excited to give it to me.
She really wanted. She's like, Mr. Ward needs this one.
Mr. Ward.
Yeah.
Well, I gave them daggers.
They are good. They are good scented candles, though.
What's this rapid fire? I want to hear.
All right, rapid fire. All right, we'll just roll with it. We'll start with Paul. Go around. Strangest thing somebody's asked you to sign.
Nipple.
Morningstar.
The back behind their ear. They were gonna get a tattoo.
Davis.
Ass. I mean, I think it's weird.
Oh, that's a whole
different story. Dove cheeks one time.
She got them tattooed.
Yeah, I was hopped on that tour.
Yeah.
We signed a lot of nipples that tour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you may have some. That'll speak happen. For yourself. I'm more of a.
Whatever.
Girl's ass in St. Louis. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next participant here.
It's ass
TJ.
Cheek.
Ass cheek. Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Okay. I signed a prosthetic leg. Dude threw it up onto the stage one time.
I signed a prosthetic ass cheek one time.
They make those?
They just
fantastic. All right. One thing that you have to have in your bag that may seem weird to somebody else whenever you leave for tour.
Some things I can't talk about.
We have talked about everything you could possibly talk about.
Oh, no.
If it's panties, it's okay. Long, whatever. Don't matter.
I definitely have to have a good pair of panties.
Yeah,
just try on before the show.
Get right.
Something that's weird.
I don't know. Something that somebody may find.
Like if somebody went through your bag,
I'll tell you what I care.
I gotta have my cologne.
That's not weird.
You want to smell good.
You want to smell good. Everybody here has cologne.
What the fuck? I don't have a fleshlight.
Give him an example.
I know Ward does.
All right.
He's got the platinum.
You're about to get married, so that might change.
They took it at the airport. What is it?
I don't know. Cologne.
Man, safety pins.
Safety pin. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
What I'm looking for.
Safety pins. A lot of times people give me shirts and the necks are huge on them. And I like safety pin the fucking because I don't like fucking tits are hanging out. You know what I mean? So, safety pins.
Awesome.
Something I need before I play.
Something weird.
Something weird
to bring along on the trip. Like, hey, don't forget.
How many times do you masturbate a week is the question.
You count with that?
Yes.
You don't even do it.
No, I don't know what the. I don't know if I do anything weird. I don't know if I do anything at all.
No, that you put in your
bag. Like, how weird.
Something that I put in my bags.
That's weird.
I mean, like safety pins.
You guys are making this way too hard.
Fuck, man.
Like borderline illegal shit.
Like borderline. No, like, I mean, what is something like really, you know?
I think I've got some face wipes in there.
Face wipes. Face wipes. Like a makeup wipe for guys.
Who brings face wipes?
I've got some Burt's Bees face wipes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Green tea.
I thought this was going to be a cool question.
I thought
it's a terrible fucking question.
Yeah.
It's good, man. That's a good one.
I take mine.
Take my grandfather's watch. Like, what is yours?
You got a turtle with you?
Agastora bitters and make old fashions.
He brings his own bitters.
I bring my own bitters. You can get sugar. You can get orange.
I bring a first aid kit. Like, I have to take a first aid kit everywhere I go.
Oh,
very well prepared.
Like, I mean, like, if, oh, like, I'm packing out my bag. I'm like, oh, got my first aid kit.
So it's there.
That's smart, there. Though. That's smart.
Yeah. I've realized.
Because if you needed a Band-Aid right now, Paul, you making fun of me a while ago, but no, if you needed a Band-Aid.
I would go with you to your bag.
I realize there's, like,
you wouldn't even ask. I knew there's a first aid kit in there.
It's not something essential.
You're the one who got me addicted to $25 fucking socks. Now I got to have Stance socks.
You wear $25 socks?
Yeah, man. I gave him a pair. I wear these socks called Stance because Bobby.
I wear them now. I've worn them ever
what
since.
What are they called?
Are they great?
Stance.
They're amazing. Socks.
By the way, if you're out there, we need
tell me
we need
a deal.
No, Stance, we don't need a deal. Yeah,
yes, we do need a deal. Right, what are you
they're $25 a pair.
Well, I'll tell you what. You just
Cody, we'll play a show. You give us all
no,
free.
This is not true.
Yeah, we would like some socks.
Yeah. Cody will play a show. Send us all some socks.
My asshole different? Friends aren't getting me into anything. Stance. Let's
how are they
just
different than
the market.
Stance socks?
Y'all can send us some if you'd like, though. I'm just going to say that.
How are they different than regular socks?
Skechers did it
way better than a bunk sock.
Cody, you don't even need a bunk sock no more.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is that? What is a bunk sock? I don't.
What makes?
I don't know. By the end of tour, that thing sounds like you threw a fucking cinder block in the bath in the shower.
All right. Well,
whose kid is that in my bunk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
We'll make them different. We'll make them different. Yeah. Though, seriously, Stance socks.
No,
oh, they're the best.
They're the most wonderful socks ever.
That's Paul's other question.
But see, what happened was Paul was on my bus one time, and he rode along with us for a couple of days, and he woke up, and he was out of socks. And I gave him this kick-ass, one of my favorite pair of Stance
Thunder
socks.
Thunderbolts.
They had it was purple. It was like purple flames, and it was awesome.
No, he woke up and said, Jinx, you up yet? Let's go get something to eat. Yeah. I got to be quiet. I'm in the bunk area. 8:30 in the morning, man.
Pretty much, yeah. But I let him borrow some socks that day. They were Stance
it's
socks.
It's kind of like that.
Still have them.
Those and Saks underwear are the best things you can buy.
Are those the only two questions you had, though?
No, there's more.
No, there was more, but
another one.
When was the last time you shit yourself?
Oh, last time I shit myself.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, man. We're getting honest here.
It wasn't that long ago.
So all right, start it off, Ward Davis.
I'm just telling you. That's all I'm going to tell you. I mean, it was a.
Listen. Have you ever done it live while playing a show?
No.
Have you?
100% yes.
I've never shit myself on
I
stage.
I did it in front of Waterloo Records a couple years ago.
Wow, you literally shit yourself.
I shit myself.
I was so nervous. I shit like myself.
What did you do, Paul?
Like, well, really? I was going for one of them big notes that I have in some of my songs.
Yep.
And I went for one. And you know when we go ride on the saddle, the big ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit right down my leg into my boot.
Was it how many more songs were left in the set?
None. I left.
Well, that's a good
thing. It was the third song. I was like, this is over. I don't give a shit what we're getting paid. I've got shit down my leg. I'm leaving.
I've done that.
I left during the song, put my guitar down, just walked off stage, left them fucking guys hanging out on the line.
So you didn't go to Berkeley?
Literally quoting my own songs right now.
Wow. That's awesome.
Had to go.
So you didn't.
And then, you know what, even crazy? Signed a lot of autographs at that.
You
that
did
night.
Go to merch.
Yes. But I washed my hands.
Oh, well, that's polite.
And I wasn't signing any autographs with the fans. Caliche shit down my leg.
Mine, I think, was in an I state, Iowa or Indiana. I think Indiana, maybe. Like, probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Attaboy.
We pulled in, and we pulled up to the back of the venue that we're playing, and they're never there at like 7 in the morning when we roll in. We roll all night. We get there about 7 o'clock in the morning. The bus is staged, and everybody always wakes up on the bus needing to go take a shit. You can go pee in the bus, but you never shit on the bus. It's just rules of the road. So I come out of my bunk. It's about 7 o'clock. I feel a stop. I know we're at the venue, and I come out, and I'm
like I'm waddling, dude.
The old waddles. I've done that, dude.
Penguin.
Bud.
Yeah, it's the penguin walk.
Penguin slow. You're penguin, screwed. Penguin You'll see walk. It from a mile away. Oop, yeah. That guy shed
it. Well, no, and like I'm getting there. That like it got noticed. So I was like, Nino. He goes. I was like, I'm in a bad way. You know. He goes, hey man, there's a Burger King.
It was across the parking lot.
Right across the parking lot, man. I was like, all right, cool. So I waddle out the bus, and I waddle over this
Locked.
Burger King.
Locked.
Due to...
Oh, God, no. Dude, I'd shit in a fucking Burger King parking lot.
I'd already shit down my leg by that moment. I was just trying to figure out how to go get rid of the rest of it.
Oh.
And so I... pull on the door. It's defeating because I'm about 150 yards from the bus at this point. I have to waddle back across the parking lot. And by the grace of our good Lord and Savior, baby Jesus, I'm walking back to the bus and I see a janitor open the door. And he was bringing out trash from the night before. And he looked at me and goes, second door on the right.
He knew.
It was so bad. But that's the last time I shit myself. That's what this show is for, people.
I stop.
Yeah.
Like, I can't move any further. I get, like, frozen when I shit myself.
Yeah.
I can't walk through it. I'm like a little baby. So Elizabeth finds me outside about, I don't know, a couple months ago. I freaking walked, got out of my Dodge, freaking was walking around the corner, coming into our condo, walking down the little walkway. Bam! Turd just freaking let it rip, bud. Shit.
How close were you to your own bathroom?
Freaking 11 and a half yards. Dude, it was no, I mean, I was crying. You know, it was bad. So... grab myself, and I'm just sitting. I'm just
you were
standing
crying,
there, pretty much crying. It was so bad, and like Elizabeth's noticing, like I was right there. She's like, "Where the hell did he go?" So she comes out, and I'm just standing there, like a deer in headlights,
like a first down away,
like a just
frozen,
frozen. She's like, "Are you okay?" I said, "Baby, I am. It's a bad one." I was like, we need a paper sack. I was like, we need a lot of freaking wipes.
Some bleach.
You know, and by God, she was a soldier. She helped me.
Oh,
she got me a sack to get rid of the undies. Hey. We didn't even. You don't just go, oh, that's shit. And you clean up the undies and throw those in the washer. No. Those are bye-bye. Yeah.
They're dead.
They're dead.
No, those are good. That's dead soldiers. Hey, so how about you, TJ?
Dude, Natalie will poop on the side
Man,
of the
knock
road.
On wood.
What?
I've been.
Hey,
blessed.
Wait. Natalie will poop on the side of the road.
I've been.
TJ lucky. Has no good. Yeah. No good.
I've been he lucky. Said Natalie poops on the side of the road.
Poops?
100%. Yeah.
Poops?
Well, you got to go, I guess, you know.
She says it's cleaner than a truck stop.
Have you ever.
I don't know.
So
man.
She carries toilet paper.
Bucky's is
she
clean.
Carries her own disposable.
Yeah, but what about you? You change that away.
He uses a facial wipes.
I mean, I shit at a truck stop. I don't care.
No, we're talking about accidents, Ward. We all have them.
Oh yeah, I just farted here a couple weeks ago. Shit a little.
Have y'all heard?
Now
of,
that's normal.
Do you carry the dude wipes or just the regular wipe?
Man, I just wipe with whatever's there.
Oh, I thought okay.
But
sometimes a sock. Yeah, sometimes you get a wife with a
golf song. Tryouts. Yeah. Shat myself.
Golf try in school?
In school.
You try? Did you make the golf team?
I missed it by half.
This is the common theme here. Paul shits his.
Now he played
line.
Like shit that day.
Paul's tonight's show. No. You're gonna be.
What's your handicap, Paul?
No, just people don't talk about it. You know. Sometimes when you're swinging for a 300-yard drive, you let out some things. Have you ever seen like a marathon runner in the? The last like 20 meters, just shitting all over himself, you know, running to the. That's me. I'm always just running, man.
Like a hippo with yeah. His little tail.
Oh shit!
You know what I mean?
Wow.
No, dude, I'm not a hippo.
Hey, tonight's a sitting show, so be careful.
Oh shit.
A what show?
Exactly.
Sitting
show. A sitting show.
Not a shitting show.
No. Instead of five bar stools across, just like five.
I'm thinking about setting the whole show to talk like this.
You should. I always thought it would be real funny to like walk out and talk like Mike Tyson. Like, hey guys! How y'all doing tonight?
Hi guys.
Y'all sing a song for you.
Hey, y'all do, man. We gonna do a number here that we started back when, about 1986. This one right here is on Ward Davis.
Morningstar never answered the last question.
No, nope. Was it? Oh, my. Man, I've had some very close calls. Like, a couple weeks back, we were in South Carolina, and I was dancing in the passenger seat. Like, dancing, man. I was...
Yeah, what was playing?
Jerry Lee.
some sounded like shit.
Some Yanni?
Yeah. No. No, not Yanni.
All I remember was I had to take a shit, and Yanni was blaring.
Yanni's enough to make you have to take a shit.
There's no doubt.
Very relaxing.
Very relaxing.
All right, well, I think that's about all we're going to
get. Oh, we've just begun.
No, that's it. That's 72.
How about them girls that busted out those bosoms at your show?
Which, the Orcabilly?
The Orcabillies. We sent it to Mike Judge, the video, and Mike Judge sent back two words, Orcabillies. These bosoms went all the way down to this big old lady's knees, and she was milking them. During a loud and heavy. No, thunder heavy rain. Thunder heavy rain. She's ripping it in her titties and going like this.
Man. She was
you remember that?
Trying to start a wave.
But yeah, she was. She did. But boy, there was a fucking flashback or something going on.
But the funny part about it is, like, you had the video.
It's perfect.
It's perfect because you can see her looking around like she wants to do it.
Oh, she pulls out that. She just—that's the biggest bosom. I'm calling it a bosom.
Oh,
because that right there—that's
a respectful thing to say.
Bosoms,
yeah,
large bosoms. Plurals.
As opposed to singular.
Like, but though, like it was like pancake batter like poured down her chest.
Oh my god! I know, dude. It was so. I mean, dude, you know the you know when you go to a potluck dinner. And you get the bigger oval sized plates that you can put more. That's what her nipples reminded me of. Damn. About the size of one of those plates.
A buffet.
Buffet plate. With like the three sections. Not just the solo small one piece of pizza plate. I'm talking. It was amazing. But, we'll end on that note.
Yeah, let's end on that. I'd like to thank my guest today. To my left. Who inadvertently became kind of a co-pilot today to try to steer this fucked up ship
he jumped on board. He knows
he's part of this fuckery.
Listen,
well, yeah, I didn't have anything.
And that's what it's about. My guest, who also was my very first guinea pig, Tennessee Jet. Thank you, Ward Davis. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Ben.
Josh Morningstar.
Thank you, bro.
You OCD motherfucker.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Had to go get that kick-ass haircut. Me,
no. Join the Marines. Told me nothing about the
podcast. You guys ever seen Dumb and Dumber? Oh,
I'm gonna have to fix it.
And then Paul Cawthon, everyone. Thank you guys so much. You guys are my friends, my brothers. I love y'all. Bobby Keith, appreciate it. Till next time, this is A Couple In with Cody Jeeks. Later.